Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Michelle reveals today's date is obviously about expressing themselves. Mm-hmm. They head inside this building. There's some black man doing spoken word. Mm-hmm. Chris G, our Listen, spoken word.
Nova music soul, the white music soul child is literally shitting himself. He's dying.
Himself. He's like, his oh idol is on stage.
Dude, that's the man who got me into spoken word. I was sitting there, my jaw was on the floor. I was like, what? I was like, not only is this my worst nightmare, but this white man is going insane.
Insane. This is his, like, dream. Your nightmare, his absolute dream.
I just didn't expect to be the white man from Canada to be going this crazy over for this Rudy guy, Francisco for this or whatever guest. His name was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was cute, though. Imagine that, though. You don't expect it on any group date. You walk in and suddenly it's like your idol.
Yeah, wild. Of your very niche hobby that probably very few people know about. Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, Rudy Francisco. I guess he's a big spoken word poet, performer. And they are going to perform. Obviously, they have to write some poetry and they're going to perform it later. So... I just want to do a special shout out to Leroy, who we don't ever get to see much of, hear of. Got a lot of glimpses of him this date. He is beautiful.
He is
with the glasses, gorgeous. Without the glasses, he's gorgeous. His skin is deep chocolate, smooth and like butter.
Yes, so smooth.
Smooth. We finally got some like quick little confessionals with him. Just get to hear his voice, see him in motion. I love Leroy. I need to see more of him. Please.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He also seemed to be kind of losing his shit. I don't know if he also does spoken word. Him and Chris G were like, oh my God, we're together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, Lord. So they all perform their spoken word. Chris G.
Chris G, hold on. Hold on.
Yes.
He does this, and I would like to know. I think I'm uploading and doing the clip this week. I think I would like, Jody, please put a skirt right here. Chris said in his spoken word poetry, I'm the maple leaf, you're the crayon, even though the paper between us is the wall we put up. With every gentle touch, you're still able to bring out the best in me. Christopher G, please put down in the comments right the fuck now what that means. What in the hell are you talking about? This is why I say, do not trust a poet. None of those words strung together make sense.
It sounds what is good, he
saying? It no, sounds it doesn't. Good. No, it doesn't. When you pause and rewind it again, no, it doesn't.
But that's true. That's why we say don't trust a poet, because when you string the words together, it can sound very good. But when you break it out, what did that nigga just say?
What did he say? It's like we're back in kindergarten. You're the crayon and I'm the paper. What? Oh my God. Oh my God. I was sitting there. I had to rewind it 4 times, Tosh, because I was like, what is he saying? I was like, what is he talking about? This makes sense. Don't trust no poet. And Chris, I dare you. Put it in the comments. What are you saying?
What does that mean? Chris' interpretation, please.
Oh, my God. Ay, ay, ay.
Oh, Lord. Christopher G.
And I'm very... one more thing. You know this is my... You know, one more thing. I'm very disappointed that nobody like roasted the art of spoken word, because that is also very easy to do.
to roast the art of spoken. I like spoken word personally.
But it's very, I think it's very funny and easy to be like, Michelle, you are my queen.
Yes, to do it in like a very parody kind of way.
Yes, to parody. That would have been hilarious.
That would have been, yeah. They all took it very seriously.
I'm disappointed. Nobody did
one
it.
Like funny one funny one that kind of carried it a little bit, but no, these guys were really taking it serious. So yeah, Jamie, he goes up. Everybody had their notebook. Everybody did the assignment, wrote their little poem, did their little spoken word performance. Jamie, for whatever reason, got up there, claimed he lost his journal.
Clearly, nigga, you over here pulling producers, talking on camera. Clearly, you have lost your journal, sir. You have no pen and no paper. My God.
Lost his journal, so he's like, I'm just going to wing it. And he gets up there, does not do the assignment, which was to write a poem. And he instead goes on this long rant, some weird,
terrible Goldilocks-ass story.
Aesop's Fable.
Hansel and Gretel. Yes! Christian Anderson-ass story.
Bullshit that nobody knew what he was talking about. They're all pissed because they're like, I had to sit here and actually write a poem and rhyme and shit.
Yes.
Go up there and talk. That is, what is this?
No, I was looking forward to Jamie being the one who made fun of it because he's been to many countries. He could have strung many words together that also didn't make sense, like Christopher. And no, he did nothing.
Did not. And then it's Michelle's turn. She gave the best one, in my opinion.
Michelle got up there on the American Broadcasting Company on international television and internet and said nappy. And I was like,
we've not heard nappy. We've heard light skins. We've heard different terms I would never thought I would ever hear on this show.
Never. Yeah. I was like,
oh yeah, Michelle gave her truth. She talked about growing up the token black girl, having to follow all the white trends, not ruffle any feathers, kind of just like skate under the radar as being also, the only black girl.
I need a baby picture. Was her hair nappy?
She's mixed. They be having some tough hair as kids.
Okay.
It's like tight curls. And if your mom doesn't know what she's doing.
Yep. Oh, I forgot that her mom is white. Yeah. From Minnesota. So maybe she didn't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at her now and I'm like, girl, you got this onesie hair. What are you talking about? Nappy curls. But
her hair also looks like it's been fried up. It's been chemicalized. Yeah.
Through the ringer.
All of that. So I'm sure she had some very tight mixed girl, crazy curls. Yeah. Her white mama was struggling. So she definitely had the naps. But she just talked about her experience basically growing up being just like a black girl in Minnesota, essentially. And then she talked a lot about her singleness, like being, she blamed her singleness on being a late bloomer and how she was very focused on basketball. The girl picked last for prom, but first for basketball and kind of concluded saying how she wants to be a role model for young brown girls. Yeah. And I was like, okay, Michelle.
Love it.
Love that. Be very clear what your mission is here. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Mm-hmm. It was great. And so time for the nighttime portion of the date. Michelle sits with pretty boy Brandon.
Oh, BJ. Little cutie.
Who said that her poem really resonated with him. He also was a late bloomer. He said he was 5'2 for like most of his life.
Until junior year? That is crazy. Yeah. That means...
they be shooting up. So my students at Dorson, they come back every year, the boys in particular, looking bigger and taller, deeper voices. Like they still at the late age you would think of 17 are still having growth spurts and their voices are changing. I thought that happened like earlier, but
so did I, because I had a brother where that happened earlier. So I'm like, my brother had a mustache when he was 12. So I'm like, what you mean you were 5'2 until junior year?
Junior year? Wild. So you just shot up junior year. How he wore braces. He said he felt very uncomfortable in his skin. He also attended predominantly white schools. He's mixed, had to pick a side. And so her whole experience, her whole journey and her poem really resonated with him. This for me was my What Michelle Deserves moment. I appreciate, she really deserves a group of people that can relate to her. So a group of light-skinned, biracial men, a group of black guys, especially after hearing her story, her experience of dating that white man who she had to explain why she was mad when somebody called her that word. Like, I'm happy that she has this pool of men that she can sit with Brandon. He could just be like, girl, I get it.
Yeah.
I too.
Here's my experience.
Here's my experience. Yeah. Growing up biracial in a white neighborhood. Like, I loved that. Yeah. They just gave her that. And also is what she deserves. And also what Rachel Lindsay deserved. And they did not give to her. Rachel Lindsay had a cast of 30 men. I think 10 were black. And one of them never dated a black woman. So I just would never let these producers, I know, just the one. I would never let these producers live that shit down. No. And I'm happy that we have turned a new leaf and Michelle is getting to sit across from men who she can actually talk to and they can actually understand her experience. So that was that. But yeah, they, her, Michelle and Pretty Boy Brandon, they shared a nice moment, nice little kiss. He is crazy in love with her at this point.
Oh my god. Just like
he said he's never felt this way before.
Well, of course, he's said that to her, actually. From Portland, Oregon. So yeah, no, he hasn't. And it was 5'2 until 5 years ago. So yeah, no, he hasn't felt this way. I believe him. I totally believe him. It's very cute. I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's crazy about her. She brings out the best in me, all that good stuff. Cheesing from year to year. And so yeah, the rest of the day, just one by one, each of the guys gets some great time with Michelle. We saw a little moment where Leroy brought Michelle a piece of kente cloth. Yes. That they did not leave on the editing room floor. They left that in there.
No, I would like to hear more about like, is Leroy African? Or did he just give her that?
We didn't get the whole story.
Was that on some Hotep shit? Or is he actually African? But, you know, it's fine. I'll take this one. I'll grasp onto this one moment. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, it was nice. He gave the club.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Then he says something about to celebrate her as a black woman. And let's see, Jamie, he got his one-on-one time. He also tells her that he also resonated with her story. In his confessional, thugging it out, talking about how everybody ain't shit. There's no comparison.
Yeah,
you know, I got the date rose in the bag.
He just strings these words together. He's like, and our energy came together and our mentality. We're from separate worlds, but there's a bridge. I'm like, what? What are you saying? What the hell? What are you talking about?
What are you talking about, Jamie?
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord. Jamie's delusional at this point. That he's just
I'm telling you, around. He's never watched television.
He's never watched TV.
Oh,
he's walking around so unbothered and not scared at all. This shit's gonna come back to bite him. He's just willy-nilly just moving through life, just thinking like, oh, that happened and now it's dead. No, it's not dead. It's gonna come back. It was never resolved. Like,
and it's been a day. What do you mean it's dead?
It's been a day. As soon as all the guys get back together, it's going to become a thing again. Who the fuck said the bullshit last night?
Like, exactly. Yeah.
He is nuts. So anyways, Michelle gets back with the guys and she awards the group date rose to a pretty boy Brandon.
Yes.
Who cutie. Won it already. He won the last group date rose.
Oh, did when, he?
Remember when Rick with his mad
God, ones, yes.
didn't get it.
And Brandon was just like.
Who got it.
And then won that rose. All he did was just give a smile and a wink and won that rose. Yeah, that's true.
So Brandon is smitten and he's obviously a big contender. She's now validated him twice.
Yeah.
So it's also just an interesting decision to not spread the wealth and to just continue to validate one person.
And she doesn't do the nominations either. I like the nominations.
Oh, yeah. What was it? Tayshia was doing that?
Tayshia started it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tayshia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Michelle just goes right in, just gives it exactly to who she wants. Mm-hmm. As the guys leave the date, Jamie grabs a producer to go talk.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically catch him on camera talking with his producer, saying all kinds of mess, how he thinks the guys are whack.
And even catch is loose. I feel like all they had to do was just, the cameraman was still sitting on that chair and just zoomed
it
in.
It wasn't that far, yeah.
That microphone pack was still on his back. Oh. The sound guy just had to go quick into a bush. Boom. There we go. That sound was clear as day.
Oh my God, Jamie. And then was saying all this shit about how Michelle's in spring break mode and it's a turnoff. What does that mean?
I don't know. I was hoping you knew. Spring break mode is.
I have no idea what that shit means. So she just awarded the rose to Brandon.
Brandon, yeah.
Spring break mode.
That means she's just like playing around, I guess.
Just playing around.
Just awarding whoever she thinks is cute. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Something like trivializing.
Yeah.
Like Brandon and the whole connection.
Yeah. And everybody else.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
But Jamie is just out here just making friends with producers and just chatting shit.
Making friends with producers who ain't your friends. Sir.
But that concept he just doesn't understand.
Nope.
Baffling. Mm-mm. Anyways, next day. Time for the cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle shows up looking
insane. Let me tell you something. Oh my God.
Whoa. First, we didn't even see the front of the dress. We just saw the back. She's going down the stairs. I was like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Whole back was out. Little crisscross.
Yeah, little tie in the back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we saw the front. I was like, oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this high neck, sparkly gold, like just bedazzled, high slit, the leg out. She just looks
incredible. A shoe. She had a shoe on, too.
A shoe. Yeah.
Ugh, man.
This looks incredible.
She can wear some clothes, that Michelle.
She can.
Mm-hmm.
She can definitely wear it. This was very reminiscent of Tasia. Tasia can show up, like, yes. She can show up in literally anything, and she's yep. crushing it.
Mm-hmm.
And never
mm-hmm.
had on a bra, and yet her boobs are always just... That shit was getting on my nerves.
I know, me too. Because my titties with the best fitting bra, the best fitting yeah. $150 bra, never look like Tasia's.
Just braless, like hanging. Right, just hanging.
Man.
Oh, God.
Damn.
So, yeah, Michelle out here killing the game every uh-huh. outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So Nate and Michelle get one-on-one time, and they mm-hmm. decide they want to try and run away from the cameras and mm-hmm. have this cute little moment. They ain't getting very far because the cameras were on them pretty much
now,
the time.
Them cameramen have been going to Orange Theory Fitness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. They've been
because those are two athletes running, and they were like, "Oh no, yeah. we got you."
They were right on them the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she tells him. You know, they have their cute little kissy moment, and she's like, "I trust you." And
mm-hmm.
I don't know why, because you still don't know this man.
Yeah. We don't know this man. We just see you with the Goo Goo Gaga eyes looking at him.
Right.
But right. maybe they do. I don't know.
I don't know. She says she trusts him. And I'm like, I don't know. He's mm-hmm. cute.
And yeah. Tall. He's very handsome. But yeah, very tall.
Can we trust yep. him? Now, Rick.
Oh, Rick
is still very disturbed by this whole theory in the house, or that Michelle thinks of all the guys questioning her character after the whole mm-hmm. scandal like 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so in his one-on-one, he lets her know that, you know, whatever that person said was some bullshit.
Yep.
Whoever that person was, they clearly had ill intentions, because
yeah.
no, that's not a thing that's happening in the house. Like, I'm
right.
dead that right now.
Yeah.
Rick got my invite to the cookout, actually.
That moment. You know what, Rick? And you deserve some type of war. God damn, work overtime.
I know, because Michelle.
This whole time, Michelle ain't giving him nothing. So, yes. Congratulations, Rick.
Yes.
Welcome.
He really just be looking out for her, and I yeah. appreciate that.
Yeah, he does.
So yeah, he's like, look, that was some bullshit. Nobody stands by whatever that person was saying. They clearly mm-hmm. have ill intentions, and that was that. Michelle came right out and said, well, it was Jamie who told me. Didn't even try to hide it.
Oh my God, because I guess she didn't know that Jamie also was hiding it.
Right.
You know?
That's like, true. She probably thought this was a big conversation in the house. They mm-hmm. must all know that Jamie went and talked to me about him, but whatever. That's
yeah.
true. She doesn't know that when they went back to the group, mm-hmm. the guys were all like, who said it, and he just sat there in silence. So yeah, she immediately was like, well, it was Jamie who told me, and he told me that the conversation was taking on a life of its own in the house.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Rick is just sitting there astonished, like, what?
Because mm-hmm.
that is not what happened. And also, what, Jamie, what the fuck is going on?
Mm.
So Rick goes back and tells Gospel Casey and Nate, who also are like, wait, what? Jamie?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And so they call Jamie over and, you know, are like, what the hell is going, like, what happened? What's going
mm-hmm.
on?
Mm-hmm.
And he attempts to explain
Ooh.
Himself.
He said, hummina, 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 hum. Girl.
Oh, my man, God. A bubbling fool.
Mm.
You know, he's like, well, there was conversation in the house about the whole Joe and Michelle thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Michelle the speculation was creating a character in the room. And Nate is like, when did that happen?
Wait, this is another clip I had to rewind several times. He said, there's been a conversation going on the entire day. What day? Throughout
one day.
The house. This is a hotel. About speculation about whether or not, how many of these if
yeah.
and or
buts.
What if yes and statements do you have in your back pocket, Jamie?
Right.
You said what you said. You said that your friend said that his girlfriend mm-hmm. said that
yep.
she already
was
with some
was.
Light-skinned nigga already
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
there's three light-skinned niggas here and his name is Joe. That's what you
yeah.
said.
That's what you said.
If this speculation about whether or not maybe the extra day, what? Oh my god!
A whole lot of nothing. I know. So he, yeah, a bumbling fool. Nate is like, what? Nate, like us, was like, what are you talking about? When, who, where, what?
When did that happen?
When did that happen? And then Jamie tries to backtrack and he's like, well, I was actually in my room for most of the day, so I missed a lot of the conversations. And
so Nate's like, so you were in your room, but this was going on in the house.
Right.
How did you know it was going on in the house if you were in your room?
If you were in your room, which one is it? And then he says, you know, well, you know, the people at home watching this will... And Nate's like, are you talking about the viewers right now? Fuck the viewers. What are you talking about?
He was like, why are we talking about episodes? Episodes.
So yeah. Jamie's like, well, if the episode airs, and Nate's like, God. Fuck episodes. Why are we talking about the fact what that we're on television right about? Now? What?
What do you... And we're talking you about talking drama about
that's happening.
Hearsay of hearsay. Like, your boy's girlfriend told you.
Right.
This never happened to you.
No.
This didn't even happen to your boy. This happened to your boy's girl. Like, what?
But even in this moment, Nate and them still don't even know that story.
Oh my God.
At this point, they're still on the whole Joe speculation house. None of them know the light-skinned ball player story yet.
Oh my God, I forgot. Yeah.
So that's why Nate is really like, what? Why are you talking about television and episodes? And what are you talking about, my dude? Like, what?
Oh,
so,
man.
What I think Jamie also forgot. Like, he didn't tell most of the guys. Like, he don't even know what the hell he doing.
Hey, guys. That's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.